Hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. This is Pastor Dennis, and I'm going to continue this week with a series I began last week along the theme Order, Disorder, Reorder. And this is the second part of that. We're going to focus on the theme of order. And I want to read to you again a passage of scripture from John 12, verses 24 to 26. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Well, like I said, last week I introduced this four-part series of messages focused around this theme, order, disorder, reorder. The idea for the series came from a song of the same title by singer-songwriter Jason Gray. If you haven't read or listened to my message for September 2nd, it would be helpful if you went back and did that. Gray was inspired to write this song as he contemplated the biblical concept of transformation. In Romans 12:2, Paul says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Transformation involves movement. Jason Gray says, "I'm being transformed when I'm moving along the spectrum from order into disorder into reorder." The first couple of lines of Jason Gray's song reflect his thoughts during a time of order in his life. The first four lines, "I thought everything was as it should be. I believed that it was all up to me, as if I was in control." That's order. Everything as it should be. At least as we think it should be. When order is present, we tend to feel very much in control. Order is when everything's going according to plan, our plan, that is. Order is when life feels comfortable. I think it is true that we all need, for both our mental and physical health, times when life feels comfortable. We need these times of order, except, Jason Gray says, we rarely learn anything new in seasons of order. And over time, we can become stagnant and even self-righteous. As I said last week, life is multiple cycles of moving from order to disorder to reorder. We can try to deny those cycles. We can try to hold on to order, that place where life feels comfortable. But we will never really grow and mature, especially spiritually. Gray's song says, "I believed it was all up to me, as if I was in control." During those times of order, we easily come to believe that we are in control of our lives, that we've got it all together. The problem is that eventually that time of order is going to move into a time of disorder. Life will happen. Things will change. The question is, will I try to hold on to something or a time that is dying? Or will I choose to move on and allow the coming time of disorder to change me and to transform me? Jesus said, "Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed." Unless that seed falls to the ground and dies, it won't become what it was meant to be next. Back in 1982-83, I was experiencing a good time of order in my life. I was 10 years into a teaching career as a middle school band director and music teacher. I was teaching in the district in which I had grown up. It always had been a district that supported the arts programs. I was in a situation of which many other music teachers could only dream. In 1980, our first son was born, and in 1982, we welcomed our second. Although there were times when it was a little tight financially, Kathy was able to stay home with the boys. My parents were close by, and Kathy's parents were about 2 hours away, so we enjoyed those extended family relationships. It all seemed as it should be. But sometime in the midst of all that, I started getting these messages that I wasn't where God wanted me to be. I had done some teaching at the church, led worship, and even preached once on a laity Sunday morning. Both God and people were nudging me to pursue a different path for my life. I was enjoying a nice time of order in my life, and to make a change at that point seemed illogical. I had a young family. I had a good job. But God was working on me. He was planting a seed that needed to become what it was meant to be. In the midst of all that, a major time of disorder entered into our lives when Peter, our second son, on the day after my licensing service, was diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 11 months. It was our mutual faith and trust in God during that time that got Kathy and I through. If it had not been for a faith and trust that was growing in us during those years of order, we would not have made it through the disorder. Chasen Gray says, God is perfection, but he's also love. The journey of transformation begins as you enter into the life of God and let it enter you, surrendering to the flow of his love, so that it is love that picks you up and runs away with you. In that current, we discover that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. In those times of order in our lives, we can tend to feel very much in control and everything is going according to plan. In times of order, we can easily become very self-centered. But what better time is there when life's distractions are minimal to put our heart and soul into the life of God and let it enter us, surrendering to the flow of God's love. In those times of order, enjoy life, but use those times wisely as you enter into the life of God and let it enter you. Would you pray with me? Oh God, thank you for all of the seasons of our lives, those times when life is good and full of blessings, but also this time when life gets difficult and confusing. Help us to use the good times to grow in relationship with you so that when the difficult times come, we have the faith and trust that will take us through. May our good times be times of transformation and growth that will prepare us for what is to come, so that in those times, we will know your love, which can uphold us and get us through. Thank you for loving us in all times and in all seasons. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.